What's going on, everyone? Welcome to today's Fresh Stop Friday. So I'm still in Boise, Idaho, and I had a great meeting with Broncos yesterday. I got a chance to hang out with their staff. I really connected on a gang of different things that are happening in the sports medicine space. So excited to kind of press more into that. You know, still a little theme music, though, but I just kind of get a couple things set up. I'm trying out this brand new live feature on Riverside, so we'll see how this comes out. I'm doing it on YouTube, so if you're there, you can check me out. If you're on LinkedIn, that's the main hub where I spend the majority of my time. But I got some different thoughts that today that I want to get into around what's going on with these communities. I'm finding some really interesting things that are happening by building these communities and platforms. And this is a very Web3 movement. So we're going to get into all that stuff today, especially when it comes to recruiting and headhunting. If you know any people that are doing that space, I would love some feedback because I have some questions around maybe what this strategy could be doing to better attract the right people into your company or into your organization or even partners as reps. All right, let's get into it. Thing music to kind of get going today, but there's a lot I really want to cover, a lot I really want to get into because I've been looking at different things that are going on in our space. You know, first and foremost, too, I got to tell everyone, like, man, I really appreciate all the love that people have been showing me. They've been reaching out to me, people that are recent graduates, they're looking for just insight on how you break into medical sales. And you know, I always feel grateful that people would hit me up for different things like that. So I wanted to make sure that I provide some really good value, man. Things that were going to help push your whole career forward. So I did a podcast on that, on the actual marathon selling podcast about the strategy I would take to kind of break in. So please go check it out there. Like I said, and there's something that I've noticed, man, because over the past 6 months, I've been, you know, looking for right partners. I mean, I'm always looking for the right partners. But partners for me are people that are 1099 reps, so they're self-employed, they're doing their own thing. And I'm looking for people that could produce. And it's hard to find good people that can produce. I mean, like, people will talk a great game, and then you know how this story goes from there. And I get it, because if you're worth anything in sales, like, you can at least sell yourself. That's normally the given. But when it comes to being able to not only understand the product, understand the market, being able to provide impact in a way that's going to be meaningful besides just getting a deal done, I think that's where we got to level up the game, because that's what the market's demanding of us these days. It's very few of my customers are just like, hey, I only need you for this product and that's it. I never want to hear from you again. The majority of times, it's somebody that wants to build an ongoing relationship. On top of that, it's the best marketing ever. Like, word of mouth, and you do a good job for someone and then they start coming back and giving you referrals, you can't beat that. Like, I haven't seen a marketing strategy that can beat a referral, right? And so if it works in that side of the business, we know that referrals win. Word of mouth, I don't think even from your from all the gurus out there in marketing would go against that whole thinking. Why wouldn't it apply in the recruiting world as well? And that's what I want to get into today. I want to talk about this idea of community-based recruiting. And I have a community called Nearsight Health, and it's really focused on trying to attract people that are in the fitness tech world as well as the medical tech, medical device space, really. And I have, you know, lots of my customers that I've sold to over the years in that community. So they come, and this is honest conversation. So no marketing jargon, no pitching is allowed in this group. This is just straight up, what are you using these different technologies for? What outcomes are you getting? And I try to keep it as real and as raw as possible. And I let people, be themselves, because I think that's important as well. I don't want to get any corporate speak, or I don't want to have anything that's kind of watered down so people don't feel comfortable expressing what's truly on their heart. So in that community, though, like, I've gotten referrals for people that could be potential reps. And, like, you know, I've been like, all right, cool, you know, let's see how this goes. And I gotta tell you, man, I mean, out of all the years I've been looking for reps, and you know, I've been doing this for about almost 7 years, and I'll bring somebody on, and you know, maybe one out of 15 times I find somebody that's like, okay, they'll actually produce anything. I'm talking about anything, not just like something, you know, here and there, but like majority of times people are interested in working with us. It takes time for them to even get into a deal flow setup, and then of course produce consistently. And now I got two people that have come from this community that are producers, and they're working on more opportunities. And I see the pipeline, and it's looking healthy. It's looking girthy. Let me say it like that. It's looking pretty strong, man. And I'm excited for them. Really, I'm really pumped to see them kind of come into it and really, you know, be big parts of our whole Nearsight Health community group. I've loved that. So they're active in it, and it brings me to this idea and thinking of, okay, I know this idea of like referrals isn't new. That's a very proven game. People have been doing that for years. So there's nothing new happening in that space. But the part that is interesting is that, like, you know, the referral to me is like performance marketing almost. Like they do an email blast and say, hey, go tell your friends and your family that we're looking for folks. You know what I mean? And that's cool. That has its place, but it doesn't really, a lot of times it's going to incentivize the wrong behaviors. Let me say it like that. And, you know, I'm checking out my different channels too. So, you know, if you have some comments, you have some thoughts, please go ahead and drop them in the actual comment section there. I would love to kind of hear what you guys feel about this conversation. And, you know, if you know people in the actual recruiting world, please have them jump on, have them join this whole dialogue, because I mean, I want to be really transparent. Like, you know, I have this community. I've been doing sales in the whole medical device space now for 7 years, but I work for a small company. I don't have any experience in like human resource, HR, and all that. On top of that, like, you know, I don't have decades of hiring and finding top talent. And so this is newer territory for me, but I'm just seeing some like open space. I'm like, it doesn't make sense why more people aren't doing this. Especially if they're looking for, you know, people that are going to be effective and not just, you know, trying to get a whole bunch of applicants, clog up their actual their whole pipeline with people that aren't good fits. And you know, so I think about that referral process that's out there. It's highly, like I said, incentivizes the wrong behavior. Short-lived, normally it's like an email blast that goes out. Hey, we're doing this, guys. Go out and, you know, tell friends, family, your neighbors, strangers walking down the street to go apply, right? Normally don't have a lot of experience, don't have a background in your actual industry. And one of the biggest things, it lacks personality. It's coming a lot of times from a top-down approach, which leads it to be very corporate, you know? And I understand the rationale for being corporate. I tend to go off script a lot, and that's just how I enjoy, that's how I thrive. So that approach doesn't always work best for me, but when you're very corporate like that, you're also missing lots of the realness behind what's happening, because everyone's coming to these conversations with this idea that is like literally more of this, like, you know, they're bringing the whole best self to it, right? So they're showing up as their interview self, right? So you don't get the real person. And if the goal was to get the real person and try to help develop that person, you need them to kind of show up as who they are and be true and embrace that. And if you have corporate speak, that does the exact opposite of what you're trying to accomplish if your goal is to get someone to show up as their best self, as who they are. So, you know, a lot of times when it comes from a top-down approach, it misses that. And last but not least, the hiring managers or people that are doing the recruiting are very data-driven, right? And they'll talk about phrases like, man, we don't have enough applicants, people aren't applying. Are they looking at people's resume and chewing that up and saying, man, I don't, you know, see the experience I'm looking for, the qualifications, the proven path of like a success, right? You don't see those metrics that you're looking for to give the person the shot, so you don't give them a call, and you damn sure aren't trying to do the thing that I think what a lot of people really need, which is nurturing and which is coaching. Matter of fact, with that being said, I want to share a clip. And I'll put this into the actual podcast, actually, so you guys can watch it later. I want to share a clip with literally how You know, Mike Tomlin talks about this. He talks about, you know, that's the purpose of coaching, right? Like, you know, you're supposed to be looking for people that have a certain pedigree. And that's how I feel about it too. You want people to have these gifted talents. You want somebody fast. You want somebody that's strong. You want somebody that can outjump people. You want somebody that has a certain work ethic. You want that pedigree. But to develop them as to be an A player and develop those certain skills behind the talents that they have, that's a lot with coaching, man. I mean, and people run away from that. Like, just like Mike Tomlin was talking about in the clip. He talked about, you know, and I have a link to it below. You guys should definitely check out the episode that he did with The Pivot. But people run away from management or coaching, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, that's what they're paid to do. Like people I'm bringing on board, you know, I was telling Rosie, somebody that's just killing right now. She's great pipeline up in Portland. And literally we were talking. I was like, look, don't ever feel weird about hitting me up. Like, you call me. You know what I mean? Like, you got something going on? Let me know, because that's part what I'm getting paid to do. You know, like, yes, you're closing deals, but I'm also being compensated. So it's on me to help you walk this out and make sure that everything's are coming up and going through effective, or at least sharing whatever, you know, insight I can to help you be the most successful at what you're trying to accomplish. So with that being said, I think a lot of times people view that like micromanaging. That's not, you know, that's the exact opposite of what's needed, right? We need somebody to kind of get in there and walk with people. And I think that's a big part of it that you get from these communities. So let me kind of land the plane here and just kind of share some things, some lessons I'm learning about communities. And I mean, and really how it's just, you know, you can see how it's totally different than just, you know, a referral-based system that a lot of people deploy. And I think this speaks to employer branding and other things that people are doing now that people get caught up into, which I think is great. So I would definitely say that one of the biggest lessons that I'm learning, whenever you think about the reasons why you should really double down on having a community in the first place, is that it's just quality. The quality of the people that are interested in partnering with me now is just different ever since I got into running Nearsight Health. I mean, the people that come and they get involved in the community and they're asking questions, they're attending the AMAs, they're knowing, getting and networking within the space and getting to know the healthcare providers there, the quality is just different. Like, and I don't know how I could meet a stranger and get them plugged in without having a community or a platform like this before. So the quality of the applicants or people that we know that we're considering working with is just way different. On top of that, the learning curve is shortened. We're shortening down the whole learning curve. Like, I mean, literally, I can see how people are, you know, understanding this device quicker, technology outcomes, and, you know, where it fits into the actual industry as well. So their business acumen goes up much faster because they're hearing real-world conversations, and I'm allowing the people that purchase from us to go in the community and just vent, pros, cons, whatever, and they get to see that. So when they show up, they can provide some unique insight to the actual customers. It makes the sales calls totally different when you have a unique view, you know, vantage point, and your vantage point is coming from people that look like them, not like what marketing wrote up for us and saying this is why we need to go sell it, this is why it's how you need to go sell it or present it. I mean, it's just different because that's what everyone's doing. Everyone shows up to their sales meetings with their marketing slicks, or I should say majority, but the greats do it different. But, you know, majority do it that way. They take the marketing stuff. They say, hey, this is what they told me to say, and these are my bullet points of the value prop, and boom, I'm out the gates. Let's go run it. But they, you know, if you're a customer, you hear that all day, man. It's nothing new for you. So to me, that's one of the things that having a community, just from an R&D standpoint alone, right, is just ridiculous. Because the stuff that I'm privy to now that, you know, after being in the business for, you know, like I said, almost 7 years, the last 6 months, is the stuff I'm getting now is just way different, way more insight, way more nuanced. And the conversations are just that much better. And I'll even share some clips from the recent AMA that we did and how we talk about collaborating with the competition. But I'll get into that for a different Fresh Start Friday. Another one is just, man, it's a faster path to being profitable. And the leads that we get from the community are just that much better. And so I'm talking about sales now, but use that for of recruiting. It's better quality conversations. The people that that we're looking at bringing on board, they're producing faster now. Whereas, like, I would know if somebody was going to do something within, you know, the first 3 to 6 months. Really, it took me 6 to 9 months to figure out how they were doing and coaching them up and getting ready. Now we're down to 45 days. Like, you can see it. Like, boom. They come in, they plug up, they show up for the AMAs, they're asking questions, they're networking within the community. And, you know, I'll see their pipeline. I'll see that the pipeline's advancing much faster, and that's much shorter for them. And so within 45 days, month and a half, I can see if they're going to do something or not. You know what I mean? And that's just crazy to kind of witness. And the last one, last but not least, I landed right here, is just that it reinforces the whole company culture, man. Allowing people to have insights to not only what the real is at the company before they're even working with you, as well as the real to what the clients, your potential customers are talking about, has just been, I mean, I just didn't see it coming. I started the community kind of blind. It seemed interesting. I knew this is a great Web3 tactic, and I was looking at Discord and how much people are going there opposed to doing Facebook groups. I'm like, why are you doing that? And the control that you have in the community that you just don't have when you're on other platforms is just phenomenal. So I use this one called Mighty Networks. It allows us to kind of just go in there and just freestyle and just have, you know, free conversation, free flowing, and it's set up pretty well. And it's just different than what I could have on a LinkedIn group or a Facebook group or anything else. So controlling that private group community just reinforces the company culture, lets people know where you stand and where you sit. And it's just different. I didn't see any of this coming from that. And the part about, I think that, you know, when you think about allowing people to be themselves and speak up in ways, allows people just to get heard. Because how many people, like, go into the job, then all of a sudden such quit. You know, they didn't even see it coming. But they probably had an issue. They had a reason why they quit. Sometimes just because they got a better offer. But a lot of times there was something that was rubbing them wrong, either with their manager or the company culture. And they didn't have a space probably where they feel comfortable venting. And so having that space where they can just let it go and let it be, and you guys can address issues much faster as they come up. I just can't think of a better way outside of that. So with that being said, you know, I'm really curious, man. If anybody in the recruiting, staffing, headhunting space, employer branding space, is this already being done? Again, this is not my world, so I don't know. I'm just doing it for more the educational side and just the better overall customer success side when it comes to selling our products. Because I know that if our customers get better outcomes and better results, they give me better referrals. I mean, I'm just being really blamed with it. So it's a win-win-win. And I think that's how business should be done. So, but I'm curious from anybody in that world, recruiting, staffing, headhunting, whatever's going on, are these being deployed? And is this a strategy that's happening already? Am I just late to the party? Or is it something that you guys are in the works of doing? Or is it being done in levels that we just don't see? Because I know the majority of, I mean, this is data I saw years ago. And I think it was back right before the pandemic, maybe 18 or 19, where it talked about like 82% of employers aren't satisfied with the talent that they're attracting. So they're not happy with the people that are applying, basically. And, you know, if they're still not happy, I know there's a lot of job openings out there, even with everything that's going on, then have they tried something different? All right, that's the whole Fresh Start Friday. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. You can go check this whole blog post out over at joelemon.co. That's where I host the actual Fresh Start Friday blog. Please join there for free. You can just kind of get the emails that go out every week. Or you can check out the Marathon Selling Podcast. This is where I just kind of riff about some of the different sales things I'm experiencing at the moment, good, bad, and ugly. And last but not least, man, I do all my long form content activities on the actual Joe Lemon Show. So please don't hesitate to hit me up on that space as well. And with that being said, I hope you guys have a phenomenal Friday. Man, you guys sit back, enjoy the weekend as we all should. And I'm about to head back to Atlanta. So I'm excited to get back to the home base, get up with the fam. And I'll see you guys next week. I'm out of here.